Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. If you spend any amount of time in Little Haiti, you've probably seen one of Serge Toussaint's murals.
You might not have realized that many of the murals are by the same person, but if you look, you'll see his signature. There's a dollar sign instead of the S in Serge.
He was born in Haiti. He was raised mostly in New York City. He came to Miami about 15 years ago.
And Toussaint says it's here where he truly became an artist. Under the Sun's Trina Sargalski produced this profile.
Serge Toussaint is painting a new mural on a wall in a vacant lot in Little Haiti. He comes here almost every day with a bunch of friends who play in a Haitian music group called Rara Lakai. You kind of have to slow down and step back a bit to absorb the sprawling imagery. Big teal, red, and black letters that say Voodoo Lakai, VIP, and peace and love here. There's a man resting peacefully in a coffin with a two-headed snake breaking through. It sounds sinister, but somehow it's not. Serge uses enough colors to fill a Crayola box, and that makes the painting feel approachable.
I'm like a storyteller through my artwork, you know. And the story about this man right here on the coffin, he was one of the best Haitian voodoo singer.
He paints quickly, without sketching first. He's wearing paint-splattered blue jeans and a t-shirt and sandals. Some days, you can find him climbing up and down a ladder in the glaring sun. He prefers acrylic paint because it dries quickly, and he listens to Haitian reggae music on his headphones. Serge Toussaint's artwork is all over the streets of South Florida. In Liberty City, Little River, Alapata, the Miami River, all the way to Fort Lauderdale. But he spends most of his time in Little Haiti. His murals are sprinkled throughout the pastel-colored buildings, along with ads for money transfers and no-pin mobile phones. He paints cartoonish hot dogs and roasted chickens on the sides of bodegas, saints on the walls of botanicas, and musical stars like Sweet Mickey and Bob Marley in front of restaurants. One of his trademarks is a Pepsi can labeled Pepsi Surge. When he first arrived in the neighborhood, he says there were plenty of signs on the sides of buildings, letters spelling out what the stores were selling. But Surge wanted to fill the streets with images.
I go to a store and they were selling hamburger, cheeseburgers, sodas and all that. I'm like, why don't they just paint the sodas, paint the hamburgers? So that way people that don't know how to read, once they walk up in front of the store, they knew exactly what they had.
Serge first came to Miami begrudgingly on a trip with his father. They were living in New York City, in Queens.
Every time my father came to Miami, I was like, man, I don't want to go there. When you go to Miami, it's like you ain't never been nowhere. It's still Haiti. That's the mentality that we had when I was in New York. So if I come to the United States, I don't want to be seeing the same thing my family used to do back when I was home.
Serge had been painting some in New York, mostly on canvases. But it's on this trip to Miami that he discovers his niche. It's 1994. His uncle has a fabric store on Northeast 54th Street. On the front of the building, Serge paints rolls of colorful fabric and a glamorously dressed woman. He likes how people pay attention as he works. They start handing him their business cards. The next job he gets is at a botanica.
The lady paid me $300. I'm like, dang, I make $300 in one day? And I was making $350 a whole week with Sizzler.
That's the steakhouse chain he's been working at back in New York.
I'm like, whoa, I'm staying here. I think I could jumpstart my career.
Serge is nearly 30 years old. He's been floundering in New York. Problems with drug addiction, hanging out with gang members. That $300 and more money he makes in other jobs that week convince him he'd have a better shot at a career as an artist in Miami than New York. And in Miami, he can paint year-round. But he's never lived apart from his family. They'd been supporting him, emotionally and largely financially, for most of his life. At the end of that week in Miami, Serge gets on a Greyhound bus with his dad and sister, about to go back to New York. 5 minutes before it's supposed to leave, he gets off. He says he's going to use the bathroom, but instead, he ducks behind a car and hides. He can still remember the look on his dad's face.
I can see my father real pissed, looking out the window. Where you at? Boo, the bus pulled off. I'm like, oh, God, now I'm on my own now. Serge, is you and your paintings.
I think he's coming up a lot. Like, nobody knew about him, like, a few years ago.
Jen Stark is a Miami artist and co-author of the book Miami Mural Extravaganza.
And just recently, like, he's been gaining momentum like a snowball, you know?
In 2008, Serge Toussaint's work was included in the NADA Art Fair during Art Basel. And the prestigious Frederick Schnitzer Gallery in Wynwood commissioned him to paint a storefront mural. The Florida Department of Transportation hired him to paint a mural at an I-95 underpass in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. Miami's visual art scene has exploded over the past several years, and street art has been a big part of that. Primary Flight is the group of artists that curated many of the murals in the Wynwood neighborhood of Miami.
I'm Books Bischoff, one of the founders of Primary Flight.
And a fan of Serge's work.
He's Miami. He's like pure Miami. And we want to make sure what he does is considered more than just being a sign on a wall somewhere.
When Serge left New York for what was supposed to be a week-long trip, he thought going to Miami was going backwards. But it turned out to be his way forward.
My career really started in Miami. The type of work I love to do starts right here. I just bought a house here, my wife, my kids here, so Miami's definitely home for me. All my friends here. I feel like I'm in Haiti because all my homeboys speak Creole, you know.
Even though Serge Toussaint is Haitian, he says he never really experienced Haitian culture before he came to Miami. He looked down on it, but here, his life is saturated in the language, the music, and the art. And he appreciates being Haitian in a way he never did before. For Under the Sun, I'm Trina Sargalski.
Serge Toussaint's murals are also collected in the book Miami Muralist by Rachel Goldberg. You can find a link to that book and see some of Toussaint's murals at WLRNunderthesun.org.
And tomorrow is Big Night in Little Haiti, a free monthly event at the Little Haiti Cultural Center. There will be hands-on mural activities and a carnival performance. You can also hear live music by the Shlu Shlu Miami All-Stars, which is the music you're hearing now. You can find out more on our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Shlu Shlu Miami All-Stars. Regardez le ciel là, où est-ce étoilé, où est-ce étoilé, où est-ce étoilé.